Did you know you have the power to change your life? It all depends on your beliefs. If you have limiting beliefs, you limit yourself. I'm Becky Beach, and I'm here to help you overcome your limiting beliefs so you can design your dream life. This is the Becky Beach Show. Hey everybody, welcome to the Becky Beach Show. I'm Becky Beach, and in today's episode, I wanted to talk about passive income. It's just really awesome to have passive income. This is income that you just get while you sleep or eat. If you go on vacation, you poop, you know, it doesn't matter what you're doing, you're getting money, you know, passively. You're not having to work 9 to 5 and work hourly for this income. It's just coming to you naturally, you know, just from the universe. And I actually have several streams of passive income. Like one of them is I get from my personal use printable store called Mom Beach Printables. The second source of passive income I'm getting from my commercial use printable store called plrbeach.com. And then another passive income stream I'm getting from my books. I publish books on Amazon KDP by doing self-publishing. I don't pay any money at all. It's free to do. And a lot of times I'll self-publish low-content books. And I have also published Kindle books of written content. I actually recycled my blog content and made into a Kindle book. So if you're a blogger and you're looking to make extra money, you can actually, you know, repurpose some of your blog posts as Kindle books. It's a really great way to make money online passively. And someone will come along and just purchase your Kindle book because Amazon, you know, is a built-in marketplace and people are always searching for topics. You just have like a trending topic. And one of my topics, sure enough, is jobs for moms. And that's one of my top selling Kindle books that I currently have. You know, and it's just such an amazing way to make money. I also have passive income streams in my Etsy store. I have an Etsy store, and I also have a Teachers Pay Teacher store. And my sister is actually starting her own Teachers Pay Teacher store, and she's starting to make lots of money, you know, just from doing nothing. You know, she'll be watching TV, and all of a sudden she gets money. It's just amazing. Like, I highly recommend setting up streams of passive income to grow your business, you know, also to make extra money, to go on vacations and all kinds of stuff. And I wanted to talk about some other streams of passive income in more detail today. So really, a good way to earn passive income is you can also do surveys. You can actually do the surveys while you're shopping. Like, say you're just staying in line at a grocery line, or you're staying in line at the doctor's office, you know, and waiting around. And maybe you want to earn some money. So it's a good way to do surveys. You can actually do surveys with Survey Junkie. It's a really great survey site, you know, and if you go with my special link, mombeach.com/surveyjunkie, you could sign up that way too. And I've actually earned over $1,000 doing surveys in my spare time. It's a great way to earn passive income. You can also join Swagbucks. That's another survey site. And if you go through mombeach.com/swagbucks, like, that's a great way to get on Swagbucks as well. And you also get a $5 welcome bonus if you use my link. Again, my link for Swagbucks is mombeach.com/swagbucks. And then let's talk about another way to get passive income. If you're not really graphically inclined, maybe you want to start drop shipping. You can start a Shopify store with drop shipping. I actually have a free drop shipping guide in my blog, mombeach.com. I'll link to that in the show notes so you can start doing drop shipping. And you can actually get a 2-week free trial with Shopify by going through my special link, mombeach.com/Shopify. You get a 2-week free trial. And I would drop ship a lot before COVID hit, but now drop shipping is coming back. So I'm going to start drop shipping again in a few months. Like, my specialty of drop shipping is women's purses. Like, I'm really good at drop shipping those because I look for designer purses, and I look at AliExpress, and they have purses that look similar to the designer ones, and then I find the designer purses that look similar on AliExpress. Then I integrate them with my Shopify store. And then every time someone makes a purchase, I get actually get money, and I don't have to keep any inventory or even buy it or do anything unless someone buys it. It's like a buy on demand, and then I place the order in AliExpress, and then they ship it to the customer. I do not have to do any shipping, because I know how hard it is to stand in line at the post office with a bunch of boxes in your hand. I've seen lots of people do that. Like, when I went to the post office actually the other day, and I wanted to get something notarized, and there was this big ass line outside the door of people, you know, dropping off packages. Like, who has time for that shit? So it's a really great idea to do drop shipping because you don't have to hold on any inventory. You don't have to ship. The company you work with ships all for you. There's lots of companies in the U.S. too that you can drop ship with as well. You can also do print on demand. Like say you have like a t-shirt design idea. You can actually partner with Printful or Printify and do print on demand, doing it like with them. And they'll actually ship your design on the shirt to the customer. And they also have other clothes. You can put your design on bags, mugs, you know, and a number of things. And they'll ship it all to the customer for you. And there's also Redbubble and Cafe Press. All those sites will do this for you. And all you got to do is upload your design. If you don't know how to design, you can hire someone on Upwork or Fiverr. You can actually go to my special link at mombeach.com/Fiverr with an extra R to hire someone on Fiverr, you know, to start designing a t-shirt for you, or who knows what. You can just have any kind of design you want. And they'll usually charge like $5 for a design. Then you take that design to Printify or Printful or Redbubble, or even there's another store called Cafe Press. You can put that in your account and upload the design. Every time someone, you know, goes to your store and sees that design, they might want to order a shirt or a mug or whatever you can do. So it's like really great idea. And another one that I'm thinking of doing pretty recently here in the future is I'm going to start investing in real estate. That's a really great idea to earn passive income. You can actually use crowdfunding platforms like LendingClub, and it's similar to syndications, but they're more automated. And then you can get started with just $500. You can snag yourself a little real estate portfolio with all the research and vetting done for you by experts. Like LendingClub's a great way. And I'll have links to LendingClub in my show notes. You can also use Airbnb to rent out your extra room in your house. Like maybe you have an extra room in your house you're not using. Like we have a guest room. I was thinking of using it to rent out to a college student. So you also have links to Airbnb in the show notes too. And a great one that I've actually done and I make a lot of money from is you can start a blog. Because why, after you start the blog and you post the content, you can have affiliate links in the content. Affiliate links are a product or service that somebody else is offering, but you are affiliated with their product. And every time someone buys through your special link, you're given a percentage of the profit. So that's a great way to earn passive income, because someone can just come by your blog post and click a link and buy through it, and you get money. I mean, you know, it's a no-brainer. And with Bluehost, you can actually start a blog for less than $3 a month. If you use my special link, mombeach.com/Bluehost, you can get my special offer of $3 a month. And I'll have this link in the show notes too. Like there's lots of ways to make passive income. It's just an amazing way to make money online while you sleep or eat or poop or go on vacation or who knows what. You can just make extra money without having to work 9 to 5 and be chained to a desk. Like, who wants to live that life, being chained to a desk and you have your child's picture on your desk and you spend more time with the picture than you do with your own damn child? It's just unreal, you know? So it's just such a great way to earn passive income, to earn extra money. And you can just start the passive income streams. And then suddenly you're earning all these passive income every day and you get notified with your email. A lot of times they'll send you email notifications and they'll put it right in your bank account. Like Amazon will deliver it right to your bank account if you join their Amazon Associates program. You can actually earn income with that. So I'm actually in the Amazon Associates program myself. And I earn quite a bit of money from my blog. Just people come by my blog and I have lots of review posts on Amazon about Amazon products. And when someone clicks a link to an Amazon Associate link, then I get a sale. I actually make money, like a percentage of the sale. It's a really awesome way. And let's also talk about ebooks. Like I was mentioning ebooks before. Like you can, like ebooks, you know, and publishing Kindle books, it's a great way to make money, because all you do is first you research your topic, and then you write an outline of your ebook, then you think about what page length you want, then you use your knowledge and expertise, and also you should research any areas you aren't expert in. And next you should revise, proofread, and edit your ebook and create a table of contents. Then you can design an attractive cover. You can hire someone on Fiverr with an extra R for cheap. And it's a really awesome way. You can use Grammarly. If you're not really good about writing, you can use Grammarly.com to polish your writing. And I actually use Grammarly.com all the time when I'm making blog posts, because like I don't have the best grammar and spelling, and it really helps me. And a great place to sell your ebook, you can sell it on Amazon as a Kindle book or Lulu.com. Or you can even sell it to your audience. You can use it as a lead magnet to grow your email list. And another way you can earn passive income, I do this as well. You can design and sell an online course. Like my sister and I are actually teaming up to sell an online course. You know, and I'm filming videos right now. And then we're going to create an online course together and then put it up for sale. And it's an online course on how to make printables for special needs children. And it's just an awesome way because I use ThriveCart Learn. I'll have a link to ThriveCart in my show notes if you want to sign up. And ThriveCart Learn only makes you pay one-time fee. You don't got to pay monthly for your online course platform because Teachable and Thinkific all make you pay monthly fees. And they also take money from you too. ThriveCart does not take any money from you. So that's such a great place to sell your online course. Like many people are switching to ThriveCart Learn for their course platform. I actually have all of my courses on ThriveCart Learn myself. It's such a great way. And I'm very happy with the service they offer. And I'm very happy with the user experience they have on there. And they have a drag and drop system on there to build your courses. It's like so easy. There's no coding required. And then let's talk about peer-to-peer lending. It's social investing. You can do several peer-to-peer lending sites like Lending Club or Prosper. And with passive income, you can get out of debt faster. Like I actually was in like several thousand dollars in debt. And I used dropshipping when I first, you know, started my online business. And I actually paid $150,000 out of debt. And if you get yourself out of debt, you can actually build more passive income because you can do more investing instead of having to spend all your money on credit cards, you know, and interest fees. Like the interest fees are just astronomical on these credit cards. And if you start paying your credit cards off, you know, and you have a side hustle, as my other podcast is about side hustle ideas, you can start building even more passive income with investing in real estate and crowdfunding and all kinds of stuff. I hope you enjoyed today's episode on passive income. Please check out my show notes at mombeach.com/podcast to get all the links I spoke about in today's episode. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter at mombeach.com/subscribe. I'll have a link in the show notes too. I hope you have a wonderful day. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening to the Becky Beach Show. Please go to mombeach.com/podcast to learn more about my podcast and for show notes. If you want a 2022 free printable goal planner, please go to mombeach.com/subscribe. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Have a great day. Goodbye.